This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, friends, welcome to What's on Your Mind. We're at the K-Fire 550, WDAY, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, and KLTC Orlando Studios for CPAC, one of the great conservative gatherings every year. It's in Orlando this year because it's about the only state other than North Dakota that you can actually have an event. And, you know, there's not many in North Dakota these days either. People are still concerned about it. I see the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is on for May, which is fantastic. Kudos to Ron Ness and Tessa Sanchez and the whole crew at the Petroleum Council, the Petroleum Foundation, for staying on task for that one, because that'll be probably the first big one back in North Dakota. But this is a big one for conservatives. The president speaks here on Sunday, so everybody's talking about it. And everything's, you know, pretty nice. I do miss the home cooking at home. However, Petra Serve USA serving up pulled pork or French dip sandwiches today in Valley City off exit 292. The meatloaf dinner today in Harwood. I've never had a bad meatloaf dinner, ever. Same with scalloped potatoes. Have you ever had bad scalloped potatoes and ham?
No.
I pick out the ham. Sorry, dear Elise, but I do. The Racing Pigs guru would be upset with me, but I just... As I said, bad experience as a young child. But I love bacon, so I hope that redeems me. West Main Avenue, West Fargo is where you'll find that. Swedish Meatballs on 12th Avenue North and Salisbury Steak today in Euland. Thursday means you buy any fountain pop, any size, at 79 cents. 4 for $4 deal at all their locations. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink. The 2 homemade fresh cookies. Grab some other goodies while you're there. The caramel rolls, the famous Valley Dairy caramel rolls at a PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy store near you. So, we're at CPAC today. We have Matt Schlapp joining us, who's the head of the American Conservative Union. Matt is now the holder of the key for CPAC. This is an ACU event, and so we'll talk to Matt at the bottom of the hour. We have Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford next hour. We have Saul Anuzis, who's here advocating for actually a bill back in North Dakota that they think is a really bad idea, Senate Bill 2271, is it? It's the bill that would make the Electoral College vote secret in North Dakota. So he's going to talk about that and also a little bit about something called National Popular Vote, something that I know a lot of folks are not real fond of because it basically says the popular vote would actually determine who the president is, not the electoral vote. The electoral votes would be pledged to the popular vote. That scares the living daylights out of people when they hear it, and it did me for a long time, too, until I decided... There's a whole lot of conservatives in this country that are disenfranchised. So get out a map and look at the red counties in the average election. And then look at how many people in those red states don't matter. California's an example of this. New York's an example of this. There's a lot of red counties. Now, so the point is, do we have more red counties than we have blue counties? Yes, by a long shot, like 20-1. But, Scott, the blue counties have more people in them. True. But if we don't discount those that we now discount, whose vote now matters, if I'm a conservative in California, do I even vote? It's just a matter of principle. It's not actually going to happen. There's no practical part of that. So anyway, we'll talk about that. It's a good debate. I know it understandably makes people nervous. It did me too, until I really started thinking about, wow, wait a minute here. Before I get into a topic on the mask legislation that has passed the North Dakota House, which I think makes very good sense. And I'm going to tell you why I think that makes good sense. I know a lot of people are not real fond of that. They think that what are we doing here? Tell people they don't have to wear masks. But actually, I think freedom is more important than unelected bureaucrats deciding what is right for us. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I applaud Jeff Hoverson. He's a pastor. He's a member of the legislature. Just had an off-air, actually, a conversation on WDAY and AM 1100, The Flag. in our local show about that, and we're going to have Jeff back on during the break and talk about that in great detail. But I think we, the people, ladies and gentlemen, have to rise up on this issue, and I think we have to have our voices heard in the Senate. So I'm going to give you a number. Crystal, could you find that number? The great Crystal Lopez is with me, or I would be off the rails at this point. She is my team member on What's on Your Mind, behind the scenes, helping all of our fine advertisers. So, Crystal, we found a number that I think is going into a commercial that is asking people to call their legislators, and I'd like to find that number when you have a second, so we can get folks an actual number where they can call, and then what they'll do is they will, for you, tell you who your member of the legislature is, and you want to, this person will walk you through it and tell you how to leave them a message. So I'd encourage you to do that. Real quick, I don't want to be storyteller of the year, but I was yesterday at Mar-a-Lago. I did have lunch at Mar-a-Lago. I did have the extreme pleasure of visiting with the President of the United States. In my mind, he probably still is the 45th President of the United States. And we'll soon find that out, one way or another. But if nothing else, he told me, Scott, tell everybody on your program. Tell them I'm a candidate in 2024. I'm running for president. Don't have any doubt about that. So whether we figure this whole crazy thing out or not, I'm running again. So that's the big news from the president. I believe he's going to tell the country that on Sunday here from CPAC, but had a great time yesterday. The president of Newsmax is a member of Mar-a-Lago, Chris Ruddy, and he and I and Andrew Giuliani had lunch yesterday at Mar-a-Lago, and I felt like a kid in a candy store. It was unbelievable. So darn fun, and got a chance to have a quality visit with the president. So tell you more about that as we go. Here's the telephone numbers to join the program. We have a number of guests from CPAC, so I want to get you in right away. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Todd is off today, so send me the text, or super producer Chris. My number is 701-367-2054. The bumpers are in the very capable hands of the one and only Kevin Flynn today. I'm thinking we need to go, I don't know, a little Florida-ish. Can you find some palm music or something? I don't know. Something
Florida,
like
Georgia
that would
line,
be great.
Maybe.
Exactly. My first guest from the wonderful CPAC is Joshua Phillip. Joshua is the host of Crossroads, the senior investigative reporter at the Epoch Times. It's great to see you, Joshua. How are you?
Hey, real great being here. And doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Better when I saw that the Epoch Times was here. Do you know what a lifeline you guys are for, you know, conservatives in where I live, North and South Dakota, Minnesota? I mean, we so appreciate what you do. I can't even put it into words.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, we hear a lot of really nice comments from people.
Well, you should, because they actually report news and actually have real journalistic, you know, integrity. And it's kind of a neat story. You focus a lot of obviously about news in China, and that's partly because you have leadership of the Epoch Times that are Chinese dissidents. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, they're Chinese Americans who fled communism and saw the issue of, well, originally wanted to create a media that could not be censored by the Chinese Communist Party, then realized one day, hey, you know, it seems like honest, you know, news that can't be censored is kind of needed everywhere right about now.
Is it ever? And I'm not sure there isn't anything censored by the Chinese government right now, including our last election.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of my work has been focused on exposing Chinese subversion. Actually, going back to 2008, a lot of my on-the-ground investigations in New York, and, you know, I uncovered unintentionally what you call the United Front, which only recently became a mainstream news story.
Phenomenal that this is I'm sure you're familiar with the Michael Lindell documentary, where they document evidence that came from four whistleblowers inside the intel community that literally show 60% of the intrusions November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd coming from China.
I did see that as well. Yeah, Mike Lindell, I saw his documentaries, yeah.
So is that plausible? Is that real?
It is plausible. I can tell you. So the Chinese Communist Party actually has two entire branches, one government, one military, focused on operations like this. The government side, the one that I did a lot of my investigations on, is called the United Front Work Department. The military one, they've reorganized it, but it used to be called the General Political Department. And this means the Chinese Communist Party has people working full time. This is their job, morning to night, 5 days a week, and if they want to rise up in ranks even more than that, who are solely focused on waging political warfare against the United States and other countries.
It's phenomenal. Let's talk about the coronavirus a little bit. Is there, and you guys have done incredible reporting on this. The one that stuck with me the most was a report very early on in the pandemic, that showed an analysis of how many less cell phone users were in China. And as I recall, the number then was like 26 million, meaning the idea that a few thousand people died in China is ridiculous. Am I right?
That is right. And you know, I know people are kind of wondering how dangerous the virus really is. And honestly, I think it has been deeply politicized and used politically in the United States. But if you look at what happened in China, there was definitely a very big cover-up going on. And I really do think, based on the information I was seeing, based on a lot of our sources there, that the situation actually was really bad in China. Now, I don't know if the same strain is what spread. I don't know what happened. Maybe it, you know, was more severe somehow in China than elsewhere. But, yeah, the Chinese Communist Party was absolutely covering it up. And as you mentioned, you know, 26 million, I think, fewer cell phones. And keep in mind, in China, you don't just get rid of your cell phone number.
Right, who does that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. In China, it's tied to your Social Security account. It's tied to your health code.
Oh,
it's tied to your ability to travel freely or not freely in the country. You don't just get rid of that.
Any doubt in your mind that this was a product of the Chinese government, this virus?
I think it's very plausible. I think at the very least, the story that it leaked from one of these laboratories does seem to be the most credible claim.
Wow. Keep doing what you're doing. Looking forward to catching up with you some more at CPAC. Maybe we can do some online things and talk about your good work. The Epic Times. Joshua Phillip, thank you.
Hey, real pleasure. Thank you.
More from Orlando coming up.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you're paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What is this? Let's have it, Kev.
That's 38 special.
That's 38 special.
38 special. The tie-in is that they are from Jacksonville, Florida.
I knew there'd be a tie-in with you. I love it. They're from...
You said you wanted some Florida-themed music? We're doing her, buddy.
What's their biggest hit, 38 Special?
Oh, probably Hold On Loosely.
Hold On Loosely. Great song.
Yeah, that was this one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now I need that. That's a little energy for me. There you go.
Van Zandt boys, Skynyrd and 38 Special, all from Florida.
All right, beautiful. Is Florida Georgia Line from Florida?
Half of them is, I believe.
All right. There we go. So we'll do a little of Florida Georgia Line, too. And there's got to be some kind of like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Tom Petty's from Florida. A lot of good artists from Florida.
All right. You just crank it up. I'll let you
I'll get them out there for you.
You do the bumpers. I'll do CJ from Dak Diesel, and we'll take your calls. Line's open right now, so if you want to get in, now is the time. What do you think of the idea of President Trump running in 2024? What do you think of a piece of legislation that just passed the North Dakota House that says cities and counties cannot do a mask mandate? It is essentially the state government removing that power from local entities, that they can't do that. What do you think of that? Jeff Hoverson is a sponsor. He's a pastor from Minot. And I normally would not be in favor of something that removes control at the local level, because conservatives, Republicans, what do we believe? We believe the power closest to the people is the best government, right? In other words, if you don't like your property taxes, why aren't you at school board meetings? Why aren't you at the county commission meetings? Why aren't you at the city council meetings? Because if you look at your property taxes, the money they spend is costing you the most money in your property taxes. So, unfortunately, we don't pay attention to that. We pay a little less attention, maybe a little more attention, rather, to what happens in Bismarck in the state capital. That's 80 days every other year. It's a little odd. And then the federal government consumes how much of our time? And really the most impact on our bottom line in our life could be at the local level. Well, the reason I'm for this bill is because there are unelected bureaucrats. I've never voted for a health official in my life. I decide which doctor I'm going to go to. I go to the doctor, and the doctor said to me for 56 years, eat less of this, eat less of that. You should take one of these and maybe one of these and four of those, and I listen to about a third of it. I think nod my head and say, okay, great, but I'm sorry. It's not living to me if I can't have, meat and potatoes. I'm just sorry. I'm a North Dakotan. I saw my grandparents eat it every day, and they lived till 90. So as much as I understand what you're talking about, I'm going to be careful here. I'm going to be careful here and take some of your advice. But we need to be smart about it, and we can't shred freedom while we're doing it. So I am in favor of this legislation. And I believe the only way it will become law is if you, the power of this audience, talks to the members of the North Dakota Senate and let them know what you want. And ultimately, it will then, I believe, pass the Senate. It's got an uphill battle in the North Dakota Senate, but we the people can make a difference. We really can. Anyway, I got to get to CJ, and then your calls at 258. Tony Fauci's here. What do you want to say, Mr. Fauci?
Scott, that's very important, but one thing you have to remember is the masks. You know, now, you can wear one mask, but the two is better. Seven or eight would be ideal. And now, if you go to FauciProtects.com, you can get the full hazmat suit, where not only are you protected from the COVID, but you can pick up nuclear waste and clean that up as well. So,
I'm not big on a bubble suit, but I do have to ask you, Mr. Fauci, didn't you early on in the pandemic say, don't panic, masks aren't that effective? Didn't you have different advice at one point about the...
I might have, Scott. There's many things that could have been said, but who really cares? I mean, let's look forward, all right? We're looking forward. 7-8 masks, you're going to be fine.
7-8 masks. Yeah, they told me that on the plane, by the way, on the way down here.
By the way, do you have a shield yet? Do you have one of the shields? You make it look you look like you're a welder. It's very exciting.
It is, but you need to wear a mask underneath that. Airplane yesterday flying down on American went through Dallas, by the way. Thank you, Sean Doberstein. Thank you, thank you, thank you. American Airlines, direct to Dallas, is a life changer. We have clients in Dallas. You can get to Florida easier. You can get to, it's just, oh, man. Love it, love it, love it. And so zipped down here, and I was scolded by a flight attendant who said that the gaiter I was wearing, which I don't wear a lot, but I do when I'm up, down with a mask, it's
right.
Just easier than
yep.
Hanging off the, the ear or whatever, and she said, sir, you can use the gator, but you need to put a mask over it. I'm not kidding you. This happened. Anyway, I'm not kidding you. Not kidding you. All right, let's go to CJ from Dak Diesel, who's selling, I believe, it is the best product on the market today that is gonna that can, like, the money you put into this product to put into your diesel vehicle will save you more money than I can think of any product in the way of a return on investment. Mr. Dak Diesel himself, CJ, is here. CJ, how are you, sir? Thanks for your support of this fine program.
Yeah, you're totally welcome. I got a quick question. Has Kelly Armstrong been on yet? I've missed the last few days here. So,
Kelly Armstrong has last been on What's On Your Mind, I want to say early December.
Oh, so you can get Dr. Fauci on, but Kelly Armstrong won't come on? I mean, he needs to do something about that.
I don't. You know, Kelly's a friend. I'm glad he's where he's at. I think he's a, you know, wicked smart lawyer, and it's good having lawyers as members of Congress right now, given everything going on. But obviously, they've given us every ridiculous excuse in the book. I've heard from others that he won't come on until he gets an apology, which I'm happy to do. I just don't know what I'm apologizing for. So once I know that, maybe he'll come back, and, you know, I don't.
And on that note, CJ, are you wearing your mask under your welding mask thing now? You've got the protection?
No, I lost it, and, you know, I went into Menards the other day, and they made me buy one before they check me out, and I lost that one too. So I'm all out right now.
Well, continue to be safe no matter what you do.
Well, see, the way I look at it is, as long as I protect myself by taking my vitamins, and keep distance, you know, because I don't want anybody to, you know, well, it's one of those, you know, I'm a mechanic. People call me grease monkey, so, you know, I don't want people to smell me at all, you know, so I keep my distance anyway.
I have some lawyer friends, CJ, I have some lawyer friends that would be happy to represent you and take up the case of people calling you grease monkeys, because that's very racist and offensive. And,
it is, absolutely.
It's very,
but
very.
At the same time, sometimes you just got to accept that stuff. But anyway, no, I'm sure you got to go, Scott, but no, I mean, my additive is absolutely great. I've been selling, I got a shipment in last week, and I just ordered another shipment, it was last night I ordered another one, so it's moving off the shelf. Everybody that's using it is absolutely loving it. I shipped two cases down to Arkansas, because the guy's like, I did my research, I studied everything out there. He goes, I got in touch with the manufacturer up in Canada. He goes, that's the best stuff on the market. He goes, with this cold right now down here, he goes, we're suffering. And he goes, can you get me two cases right away? And I said, absolutely. So two cases headed that way. You know, doing what I can do here. You know,
What's the best way for people to get the additive? How do they call you, or what should they do?
Yeah, best way is call me, 258-5011, and I am in Bismarck, so you can stop in. So.
Dak Diesel, Bismarck. Call him, 258-5011. Listen, it'll save you a lot of money. Incredible stories. If you don't have it in your diesel, you're risking things. Thanks. Back to your calls after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. The FDA stated Wednesday that Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine prevents COVID-19 and that the FDA will make a final authorization decision soon. Johnson & Johnson has an ongoing study of 44,000 patients in South Africa, the United States, and Brazil. There were 7 deaths recorded among patients receiving a placebo and 0 among those who got the vaccine. Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To tie into this song, because 38 Special is from Florida. I'm still waiting for, like, I don't know, what's the most famous beach movie? I know it was Hawaii.
There you go. Yeah, Beach Blanket Bingo or some of those old ones like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's give me a little beach theme, because I'm still dreaming of the ocean. I did look out into the Atlantic Ocean.
Disney. We could do some Disney themes, too. A little Pitbull, maybe, too. He's from Miami.
There you go. Yeah. You just give me a little bit of something that will make me see the ocean again. For the life of me, I can't remember the name of the famous movie that was filmed off the shore of Hawaii. Famous classic movie.
From Here to Eternity? Or...
No, it had something to do with the ocean in it. It wasn't Lagoon. Can't remember. I'll think of it. Hey, if you go to Pifers.com right now, you're going to see America's Land Auctioneer, Kevin Pfeiffer, and the team from Pfeiffer's. They now are live 7 a.m. Saturdays on KFIRE 550, on AM 1100 The Flag, on 970 WDAY, and The Flag West out in Tioga, KTGO. It is a great show. Kevin and his daughter, Carolyn, in our studio doing it. I just saw that now on the website, which is looking good as always. There are some land auctions that are happening right now, some machinery auctions. You can't believe how many coming up. Let's see, early in March, Benson County, about 670 acres. Oliver County, about 1,036 acres on the 3rd of March. The Pfeiffer's Sioux Falls Equipment Auction is happening on Thursday, the 4th. That's in Worthing, South Dakota. That'll be at 10 a.m. They have a great facility down there. So check that out. Pfeiffer's.com is your spot for all that. You can call them for a catalog, too, at 877-700-4099. Call me now, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. We actually have a little bit of time here we didn't expect, because Matt Schlapp is adjusting his schedule. He was going to join us now, so we got a little bit of time to chat with you about whatever you'd like. People asked me about whether or not I came down here. Texter asked, and I heard a little bit about this yesterday, too, from some folks that said, did you come down there for a funeral for Rush Limbaugh? And I said, I did not, but I did inquire with Rush's team what the plans were for a memorial service. First of all, I believe the funeral has already happened, and it was a family-only event. I was told by someone very close to Rush that if I was down at Palm Beach anyway, and of course Rush lives not far from from Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. His state is right on the ocean in the inlet there. But maybe 5-10 minutes from Mar-a-Lago. And I was told that the second floor view of the Atlantic Ocean was Rush's favorite view. And that if I wanted to honor him, the best thing to do would be to say a prayer, gazing out at that view he held so precious. So I did just that on behalf of the Hannon family and all of our audience. They are planning a public memorial that will be online in the next few weeks and said they would let us know when that's happening. So we'll all get our opportunities to say, bless you, Rush. I gave the president yesterday in our conversation at Mar-a-Lago a red and a blue Rush Memorial hat. And the hat simply has Rush in big white letters on the hat, much like, MAGA. And in addition to that, it says 1951 to 2021. So pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. So join me in that prayer for sure. Okay? Question of the day. The North Dakota House has passed legislation that would prevent cities and counties from mandating masks to be worn. They can't pass these mask mandates. They can't do that. Businesses can still do it. Individual entities can do it. But you can't do it in mass. Is that a good idea? If you think it's a good idea, I'd encourage you to call your member of the state senate, and I'll give you a chance to do that momentarily. Ollie in Medora is next up here. Ollie, let's get to you. You're on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Ollie.
Only would be the name anyhow. But anyhow, yeah, I believe in that mass mandate deal there. That why should everybody tell me what I got to do? And where I live out in western North Dakota, I got to see more cows than I see people. And then they come tell me I got to have a mask everywhere I go. I think it's ridiculous. So I believe in what the state is trying to do and saying that, they don't have to follow that federal mandate if that's what they're going to do.
Well, and honestly, that is against what we normally would think of local control. But in this case, I agree with you, because the people that are making the decisions aren't honestly the mayors and the city commission members. Grand Forks County has a mask mandate right now, and the mask mandate isn't dictated by the city council in Grand Forks. It is dictated by a county health officer that's never been elected. That's wrong, right? That's wrong. Now, in my view, anybody wants to wear a mask, wear a mask. Any business that wants to require a mask, require it. But when decisions are being made by health bureaucrats who have never been elected, we've got something that's going off the rails. So I 100% agree with you, Ollie. What else did you want to tell me?
Well, the other thing is, they're talking this $15 an hour minimum wage. I'm a small business individual running the hospitality. And if these people think that by getting $15 an hour is not going to affect everything else, I would have to raise my lodging rates, my restaurant rates. My beer would have to cost more. Them people that believe in that $15 an hour minimum wage, at the end of the day, they're not going to have any more money in their pocket than what they had at their current wages. I currently pay an average of $10 an hour for all my employees. But it's going to make me raise my prices up, so it's going to cost them more to come to Medora, let's say, or drink. Their beer prices are going to go up, their restaurant food prices. Everything's going to rise with it. And if they think they're going to have more money in their pocket because of that, that they're not thinking in reality.
Very good point. Appreciate the call, Lee, very much. And here's what I'd suggest you do, because right now this is only passed the North Dakota House, and that doesn't mean that it's going to be law. It's passed in the House, it's got to pass in the Senate, and the governor's got to sign it. Okay? So that's something you need to know. So here's the number to call. I warned everybody I was going to do this, and have a pen ready. When you call this number is designed for you to tell your member of the House and Senate exactly what you want. They'll do everything for you. They'll help you walk you through the whole thing. You can send a message. They'll ask where you're from so they can give you your correct member of the House and Senate. 701-328-3373. 328-3373. And I would simply say to your member, I want mask freedom. I want mask freedom. So please pass Jeff Hoverson's legislation. Jeff Hoverson is the House member from Minot, a pastor from Minot that is doing this. You're mainly concerned now with members of the Senate. Okay? All right. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Ole, thanks for calling. I didn't know there was an Ole in Medora, but now I do. And obviously Daniel's not Norwegian because he put Ollie down. He doesn't know how to spell Ole. Go figure. Lewis Reed just stopped by to join us. Lewis is with Van Jones's organization. Lewis, nice to see you. How are you?
It's nice to be here. Nice to see you as well.
Are you a Yale grad?
I'm from Connecticut, so I anytime I go anywhere, I always rep Connecticut. So today is Yale, tomorrow might be UConn.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My daughter's a senior at Yale, so that's why I asked.
But Van graduated from Yale.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Now, Van Jones is an interesting fellow because we would consider him not our type in North Dakota in the sense that he's a little on the left-leaning side.
Mm-hmm.
But he forged an interesting relationship with the president where he actually kind of broke out of the liberal box and said no. Let's say when this guy's doing something great. It was mainly related to criminal justice reform. Tell me a little bit about how Van Jones has found that vision with the Donald Trumps of the world and the Republicans to make this happen.
Yeah, so let me first and foremost, I'll start off by introducing myself and telling you a little bit about who I am. My name is Lewis L. Reed. I am the director of National Organizing and Partnerships for Dream Court Justice, formerly known as Cut 50. We are the winningest criminal justice reform organization in recent history, having passed more than 30 bills over the last 4 years, including the Federal First Step Act that you were talking about that was signed into law by President Trump, which to date has freed more than 16,000 people from federal custody. And when we quantify those numbers, essentially what that means is that that's more than 500,000 years of human freedom restored back into our community.
Wow.
Yeah, and so look, you know, this newfound revelation that you're talking about with Van, that wasn't something that happened with the Trump administration. Van has more than 25 years of body of work, having worked in criminal justice reform, in the criminal justice reform space, going all the way back to the Bay Area days when he was shutting down juvenile supermax prisons. And so the work that we do at Dream Court Justice is obviously it's the vision that we are executing the vision of Van in our own unique way. Look, I served nearly 14 years in federal prison.
Did you really?
Yeah, without question. And so the issue of criminal justice reform is very near and dear to my heart. And while I was incarcerated, one of three things happened to me. First and foremost, unapologetically, I'm Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That
happened after you were in prison.
It happened after I was in prison. I had my Road to Damascus experience where I unapologetically accepted the tenets of Christ into my life, and I was transformed by the renewing of my mind. The second thing that happened, I realized those closest to the problem are also closest to the solution, but often furthest from resources and power. And so I wanted to bridge that gap. And, you know, I'm bridging that gap through the work that we're doing. And the third thing that happened, last but not least, was this. I realized that education is a passport to greater opportunity. To give people who have been convicted by felony and or misdemeanor offenses a springboard to success rather than perpetuating a trapdoor to failure.
Well, what you're doing is the Lord's work.
Amen.
And I think if Jesus is present anywhere in this earth, in this fallen world, it's in prisons because he knows those are the broken ones and those are the ones that he would go to first anyway, always. So I applaud that. I only have a minute left here, but I do want to ask you what you think the Biden administration will do in picking up the ball from the Trump administration. On this, 'cause I think we'd agree the president, Donald Trump, did more for criminal justice reform than any president ever.
Well, look, according to the New York Times, you know, they said that this was the most significant criminal justice reform legislation in a generation, which means going back to the 1994 crime bill. I always say I got 99 problems with 45, but the First Step Act doesn't necessarily have to be one of them, to paraphrase Jay-Z. But this is what I think that the Biden administration can do. They are left without excuse. If the Trump administration can do it, anyone can do it. And so they're left without excuse. And so the First Step Act was literally a first step in the right direction, and we have to do more.
I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, Lewis. Let's stay in touch. Happy to help anyway. How do folks find out more about Dream Corps?
Look, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm at HeInspires, the number 4, real. HeInspires for real. Or you can just follow me on Twitter at Lewis L. Reed. Louis, the letter LREED, and I'll connect him with Dream Corps.
God bless you.
Appreciate you. Grace and peace.
Thank you. More after this from CPAC. We're going to talk to Trent Luce. He should be at CPAC with that cowboy hat. Coming up. Don't go away.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim will be here in just a second. Got a call that's been waiting, wants to tell me a first-hand experience with the mask mandate. I think we all have a few of those these days, don't we? Go ahead, what's on your mind?
Hey, is it me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a, well, you know, I'm a registered nurse. I work in long-term care, have for a number of years. And just from my own personal experience, from what I've seen this year, just about the masks, at least. I mean, you know, we followed all the mitigation that was required by CMS and our state health department. We masked, we shielded, we gloved, we sanitized. I mean, we even had a company come in and fumigate our entire facility. You know, our residents were locked down. You know, residents weren't allowed to have visitors, except for, you know, very limited amount of time outside. Now, you know, a little bit inside. More or less, nobody left the facility for the entire year. And still, you know, we tested weekly, sometimes biweekly, and or every twice a week. We got positive tests, and at one point we had quite a few positive tests. In fact, everybody ended up testing positive, even a lot of our staff. You know, there's quite a bit that we had to go through that made it difficult simply because of the, you know, the CMS and the state mitigation. But with that all said, you know, we did everything that we were supposed to do, and still everybody tested positive. You know, those positive tests, they didn't look all the same. Obviously, there's a lot of contradiction and inconsistencies throughout the entire year and the whole process, which people don't care to look at. But, you know, so as far as the mask
exactly.
goes, you know, I really think the mask is, you know, it's ineffective. And it's I'm really glad that there are legislators who are standing up for those of us who are, you know, who, just a common man who, you know, wants to see that freedom reigns in this. And I'm very thankful for Jeff Overson for doing this. So
really appreciate you sharing that story. And I'm never going to be anti-mask. I think, you know, look, if a business owner says to come into my business, I'd like it if you'd wear a mask, I'm going to respect that, right?
Sure.
I like you, question whether or not they're as effective as some people say. But to me, this isn't being pro or anti-mask. It's about being pro-freedom. And if somebody really is concerned or worried and believes that masks are the end-all, be-all of this virus, you know, to use your example, like you could question that on a science basis, but fine. But then don't go to a grocery store, don't go to a restaurant, and, you know, you don't have freedom to go where you want to go, so everybody else has to be mandated to do something. So I appreciate the story very much. And I know our next guest, my friend Jim the Flagpole Guy, has been to his fair share of events. And, you know, if anybody should have COVID by now, it'd be you. I mean, you're in and out of everywhere, and you're still standing. So I'm guessing you think freedom's better than mask mandates, too, huh?
Well, I respected everybody that I came across, Scott. Good morning to you. And, yeah, over 120 motel stays. I figure over 400, you know, stops, gas stations, you know, lumber yards, you know. So my wife has been tested consistently. Neither of us have got COVID. I heard old positive blood might help with that, with a lot of prayer and respect. And I don't know. I think there needs to be freedom of the individual first. And speaking of that, here at CPAC, it'll be interested to hear what comes out of that because, you know, all of us have been antagonized for the last dozen or so years of how we're too white, we're too this, we're too that, and even black Americans who are conservative are too something. And I don't know what's going to come out of this. And everybody's just sitting back waiting patiently. And my whole applaud is that God will heal our nation and that people will come back to a moral, civil agreement amongst each other, and it'd be done in a way. But I don't really see the current administration coming along. What they're doing is everything against what we stand for. So, so what I have determined to do, be within my own power, is in honor of Rush, and since 1996 listener here, I'm going to have my own Rush to Excellence person, you know, personified ND flagpole guy, and I'm going to run out there and I'm going to create a buzz of all of the excellence all across these fruited plains, and I'm going to just speak about goodness, because if I think of it the other way, it's just you know, Marine Corps Jimbo wants to go out being Rambo, you know, and of course that's just a natural tendency to want to react to what's going on, and there's a more orderly way, and we all need to just pray and come to terms with ourself before God. Each of us do that. I think that's going to make a good glue. So I hear Pastor, Ron Evans is going to have a return to excellence type event in Tioga here, I believe March 4th. I might be wrong, but I'm going to ask him if I can say a prayer for our nation every night. It's going to be four nights in Tioga, and I'm asking everybody across the fruited plain to self-reflect and help heal our nation. God will heal it if we ask. So.
Fantastic idea, and you're talking about a true, just an inspiration to so many people. But Pastor Evans has been incredible. I think that's a great idea. I think you're taking up the what we've been talking about since Rush Pass, and that is that all of us need to find something in his legacy to carry on. And there will be no replacement for Rush Limbaugh. I can guarantee you that. There's no possible way to replace Rush Limbaugh and have you turn on the radio every day at 11 and hear what he did for 3 hours a day. It's just not possible. But we can take what we learned from that and fly a flag. Maybe we need an EIB flag. Let's think about that. Jim the Flagpole Guy, 571 Flag. Call him Fly the Colors, ndflagpoleguy.com. Trent Luce when we come back, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Stay tuned.
Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours. Be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.